Moving on. The White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says the withdrawal of American forces from Syria will happen only if the safety of Israel and other U.S. allies is guaranteed.
Right on your border, we have the problem of the conflict in Syria. We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated and is not able to revive itself and become a threat again, and to make sure that the defense of Israel and our other friends in the region is absolutely assured, and to take care of those who have fought with us against ISIS and other terrorists.
Bolton made these remarks during a joint press conference with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Earlier in the day, Bolton noted that the U.S. troops' withdrawal from Syria depends on the guarantees from Turkey. According to the official, the guarantees include giving assurance to avoid military action in Syria unless fully coordinated with Washington. He added that Turkey should also avoid killing Kurds in Syria. U.S. President Donald Trump also said his country is withdrawing its forces from the Arab country, but the pullout is not taking place as quickly as you may think. Trump said the withdrawal will be completed once the Daesh terror group is eliminated.
Right on.
To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist, joining us live from Toronto. Thank you very much, sir, once again for joining us on Press TV's Top 5. We've seen so many contradicting remarks coming from Donald Trump. Just a few weeks ago, he said Daesh terrorists have been defeated, so they're pulling out. Now he says they're not pulling out, they're waiting for Daesh terrorists to be defeated, or they are going to make sure that their allies are going to be safe before they pull out. What exactly is going on?
Welcome to the world of Donald Trump. He says something off the cuff, what he wants, and then he has his followers, his people around him that pressure him to back off. So he's obviously being given some kind of ultimatum, and he is running scared now. So it's ridiculous. Daesh defeated, that will never happen. I mean, that means they could stay there forever and ever. As long as the U.S. is and Israel are functioning as the world terrorists, wherever they are, they're going to create these this blowback. So it's very disappointing that he doesn't have the backbone to go ahead with what is clearly the right path, and that he knows instinctively, but that he's afraid to carry out.
Mr. Wahlberg, what about Turkey? Mr. Bolton also mentioned that Turkey will have to coordinate with Washington. Do the bilateral ties that we've seen so far between U.S. and Turkey indicate that this is even possible, that Turkey will coordinate everything with Washington before they carry out military actions or anything else?
Well, we sometimes forget that Turkey is a member of NATO, so that presumably they have some kind of regular consultation going on among themselves. But the idea that Turkey should come cap in hand and ask permission from the U.S. to what it sees as strategically important activity around its border is Erdogan is, I'm sure, is fuming when he is told this, that he is now under the U.S. thumb before he can do any actions. That's outrageous. And I think that Turkey is not, it's got a bad reputation with Kurds. It's not going to start carrying out something that is going to make things worse. And also the Kurds have already been working with Assad and with the Syrian government, and these natural ways of dealing with the problems are happening. And U.S., Israel also has a carte blanche to bomb. The U.S. said, if you want to bomb Iranian targets in Syria, just go right ahead. So this idea that the U.S. is pulling out is being completely undermined. It's very disappointing.
Thank you very much, Mr. Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist, joining us live from Toronto. Of course, we would have loved to continue this conversation, but we're running out of time.